American heroes.
Real American heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Jelly Donut Filler.
Mr. Jelly Donut Filler.
Many a night you pondered the question, how can I get some jelly shoved into a plain powdered donut's blowhole?
In the blowhole.
Inspiration and perspiration led you to invent the answer, the Jelly Super Squirter.
Super Squirter.
Late at night, all night, you work your squirter so that we can wake up satisfied and enjoy our breakfast jelly treat. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Jelly Donut Filler. Nobody else takes it to the hole quite the way you do.
Thank you, Mr. Jelly Donut Filler.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello and welcome to week 7 of the RB FFL review. We just crossed halfway, and that tends to start to build a pretty clear picture of what teams are going to battle it out in the playoffs, but not so much this year as we have some pretty tight races. There were three games that were very close this week, which is relatively unusual. I'm going to start with a two-point game, both teams scoring over 100. It was the Mudcats, 109, defeating the Cows, 107. And this was close. For the Muddies, Minshew had 18, Montgomery had 6, Boyd had 24 with 100 yards and a TD. Waller had a TD, 14 points, 17 to Allen, with 125 points. And special teams combined for 27. So a very nice special teams effort. On the bench, besides the quarterbacks, P. Ryan had 10, scored a touchdown, and Ayuk had 16. He had 115 yards. So a couple of performances on the bench as well. For the Cows, 107. Rogers had 29. Great effort, 4 touchdowns. Hill had 14. He had a touchdown. Ridley had a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Hockenson had a touchdown late, but contributed to the win for Detroit. Special teams combined for 26, just one less than the Muddies. On the bench, besides the quarterbacks, nothing to report. So, Muddies, hold on. 109. To 107. In the next close game, a low-scoring close game in this instance, it was the Dockers, 78, defeating the Hamsters, 76. I chuckle because how do you get a close game in the 70s? Well, you match up the Dockers and the Hamsters in 2020. That's how you do it. For the Dockers, Allen had 17, Scott had 17, with a late touchdown on, I think that was, Thursday night. Godwin had 17, but he's now out. Some big change there. Kirk had 21. 2 touchdowns for Kirk. What a great game Arizona and Seattle was. Nothing much just to report. Special teams combined for 2. So not much going on there. On the bench, Tate had 12. Davis had 12. Jamal Williams had 16 with Aaron Jones out. Nothing else to report, but some options there, no doubt about it. For the Hamsters, oh boy, 76, still lamenting, you know, maybe it would have been better to go to the party early. I don't know, but this is rough. Wilson had 28 and special teams combined for 31, 28, 31. The rest of the team, 0-4, 5-2, 0-6. And there's, on the bench, not much else happening besides the quarterbacks. You can only start one quarterback. So a rough year for the Hamsters. in every sense of the word. Let's go to the next close game. It was the Frio Finns defeating the Hapless Devils. Frio Finns 96, squeezed out that lemon. 21 for Breeze, 13 for Henry, 35 for Brown. Great fourth quarter for him. You know, 5 for Kittle, 9 for Jones, 3 for Graham, as we were talking about. That was enough to get him over the line. Special teams combined for 9, and nothing on the bench. So the Finns win with 96. They beat the Devils, 93. 39 to Brady of the 93. Nothing for Mixon, nothing for Gallup, 7 for Fulham. Gronk had 15. I don't think you could probably predict he's going to do that again. 2 for Jacobs, that's low. 4 for Ruggs. You know, they got pretty badly beaten by the Bucks. Special teams combined for 26. On the bench, besides the quarterbacks, nothing to report. So that's probably as good as they can get right now. And so the Finns win 96-93. Okay, a couple games that weren't as close. The Wipeouts, 193, one of the best scores they've had in a while, defeated the Budgies 101. Good score for the Budgies. Plenty of other teams they could have played and won this week. Unfortunately, it was the Wipeouts. Allen had 20. This is the Washington football team's Allen. Nice effort. 18 for Hunt, certainly stepped up in the absence of Chubb. Hopkins had 20, just a stud. McLaurin had 24, real good day. And then Njoku, go figure, pick him up from the pool, put him in. 11 points, scored a touchdown. Lockett was insane, 60 points. It just fantastic. 7 for Anderson, special teams combined for 33, so a real good day. On the bench, Shepard had 14. He's off IR now. Everett had 11, scored a touchdown. Obviously, Burrow, his quarterback, he had good points. So, some interesting tips there to consider putting in some players over the course of the next couple of weeks. Wipeouts, good score. Budgies, 101, one of the better scores they've had this year, 26 for Watson. Kamara had 14. You know, Cooper had 8, 5 for Cup. Frisker didn't score, not surprising. I didn't even know he was playing. Robinson had 34. Good effort for Robinson. He looks like a good rookie running back. 16 for Beasley. Special teams combined for -2, which is unfortunate. On the bench, Jackson came in, but now he's on IR. Not really much to report. Maybe the Packers getting 10 points. His defense looks like the Wipeouts defeating the Budgies pretty convincingly. Even though the Budgies scored well. The Queens in the great rivalry that has become the Queens versus the Costanzas. It was the Queens 122 to beat, defeating the Costanzas 57. Murray had 37. He's been a real pleasant surprise for fantasy football. Davis had 3. Robinson had 7. Is questionable. He did get injured in that game. I saw it. Didn't look terrible, but didn't look great. Moore had 33. David Moore, DJ Moore, did have a good game. 2 touchdowns, 6 for Hurst. Carson had 3. He got injured. Didn't look good. But, you know, he's resilient. He probably will bounce back. Fuller had 12. Special teams had 21. On the bench, Dave Johnson had 13, spotty at times. Higgins had 16, great touchdown. And Swift had 10. So the Queens got a lot going on right now in a very positive way. The Costanzas, on the other hand, not so much. The first round draft pick in the rookie draft may go back to back for the Costanzas. And that's where how you build dynasties, right? Maybe. Roethlisberger had 6, Connor had 10, so quarterback, big issue. Jones had 9, he's been a little unpredictable. Beckham on IR, he's gone for the year. Henry got 2, the rookie, Edwards-Alaire, 11. Pretty nice game, although you just got to wonder in limited touches. Bell looked as good as I've seen him since Pittsburgh. He just looked great. How could you not look great when you go and play for Kansas City? But he looked very, very good. Cooks had 6, special teams had 13. On the bench, Logan Thomas had 15. That's a couple consecutive weeks doing pretty well. Drake had 3, and he's now out. So not on IR yet, but he's out. Patrick had 4. He's got injured. Edmonds, in replacing Drake, looked good. So there's hope there. Nothing else to report on the bench. So 122 for the Queens, defeating the Costanzas 57. Okay, last game of the week to review. It was the Crabs 114 over the Maulers 73. For the Crabs, Mahomes had 12. Quiet day. Zeke, as soon as he's suited up for the Crabs, barely scored. He had 4. Adams. Before Lockett did what he did, Adams looked like he was going to have the game of the round, 45. But obviously Lockett outdid him. Golladay had 16. Kels had 3. Gurley had 19. Metcalf 2. Special teams combined for 13. If you haven't seen it, go check out Metcalf running down one of the picks. It was Buddha, and he caught him on the 10, and the Cardinals did not get it into the end zone, and that was an unbelievable chase down. Not fantasy related, but it was incredible. On the bench, Ward had 13. Johnson, Deontay had 26, 2 touchdowns. Gibson, the rookie, had 23. Looked like a bit of a breakout week, and that was it. So, for the Maulers, 73, it's a rough week. Ryan had 18. Freeman got hurt. He's questionable now, he had 8. Smith-Schuster had 8, nothing for Lamb, nothing for Higby. Higby actually didn't play, late withdrawal. 9 for Cobb, Evans had 3, and special teams were a big contributor with 35. On the bench, Scotty Miller had 24. Maybe a quarterback change as well is on the cards because Herbert looks great. He had 44, not much else to report. So there were the games. Really interesting matchups and some close games. Probably one of the closest weeks we've had in a while as far as games that went down to the wire. So let's talk about for a little bit the standings before we jump into some matchups for next week. In the North, this race is very, very tight. For the division, 6-1 Queens, 5-2 Maulers, 5-2 Wipeouts. Almost certainly, in my mind, that whole division is going to the playoffs. I think that 2 wildcards coming out of the North is very, very likely. Very, very likely. It just depends on who wins the division. That might not actually matter too much. In the South, equally as tight, but it's going to require you to win the division. 3-4 for the Cows, 3-4 for the Dockers, 3-4 for the Finns. The Finns have won 3 straight, looked way better than they did when they were 0-4, clearly. They've had some good matchups to help them out. The Cows have lost 2. But if we have a look at, we'll get to this in a second. So in the East, the Crabs kind of running away with it, 6-1. The Mudcats are 3-4 and the Costanzas 2-5. The 2-5 Costanzas, someone else is going to have to do the math, but I think they're out of it. Obviously, mathematically, they're not. because they could win their remaining six games and end up, you know, 8-5. But it would be a slog. In the West, the Budgies are 3-4. The Devils are 2-5 on a three-game losing streak. And the Hamsters, I think you can say, are out of it. They've lost 5. So one of the things I wanted to look at was the points for some of these teams. You know, obviously skewed by a couple of big weeks, but the Wipeouts, 841, have got the most points, followed by the Queens, and then this is the surprising piece, followed by the Finns. Obviously, they scored 200,000 points last week, and then the Crabs with 804. So as you look at teams above 800 points for the year, which, interestingly enough, is averaging over 100 a week, then you're in a scenario where the Queens, the Wipeouts, the Finns, and the Crabs are in that category. On the flip side, which is teams not scoring much, you know, the Devils are at 550. Very, very low score. Mudcats are at 601. Hamsters are at 608. And so they're kind of like bottom side of it. And, you know, that's why those teams are struggling to win. They're not getting over, you know, 80 or 90 points a week. Okay. So let's have a quick look at the games for next week before we wrap it up. The Crabs play the Dockers. So the Dockers, you know, won last week. That's going to be a tough one for the Dockers. The Queens play the Wipeouts in a divisional matchup that is going to go a long way to deciding that division. There's no doubt about that. Costanzas play the Budgies, bit of a yawner. The Mudcats play the Hamsters. That'll turn into a pillow fight. The Devils play the Maulers, likewise. And then the other big game is the Cows play the Finns. And again, in that division, this could be the decider of what happens in that division. We have crossed halfway and we're down the stretch now. Have a great week, everybody. Good luck with your picks. We're heading into the most exciting, you know, 5 or 6 weeks of the fantasy year. Enjoy it, and I will be back next week. Bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Boombox Carrying Roller Skater.
Mr. Boombox Carrying Roller Skater.
Shunning the conveniences of modern inline skates, you prove that real men do it on 8 pink polypropylene wheels.
A pretty pink wheel.
The crouched one-leg extension, the squat and spin, every move as tight as your shorts.
A giddy-up cowboy.
Yes, your station is tuned to all disco all the time. And bravely, so is your haircut.
Very foxy.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Boombox-carrying roller skater, and know that we fully support real artistic expression. But enough about that. Let's roller skate.
Mr. Boombox-carrying roller skater.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, Houston, Texas.